Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Welcome to the Bowden Blitz ACC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, it was an amazing week in the conference. Week number five, we take a look at the updated odds in the ACC entering week number six. It's still the Miami Hurricanes and everybody else. Give me your thoughts about where the conference stands overall heading into this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, Miami is just distancing themselves just by what they've already done. Again, they had an off week last week and didn't hurt them. Georgia Tech had a tough one, had a scare, but they're solidifying second place. And it's funny, we no longer see Clemson now. That's kind of out. But Louisville is quietly undefeated. You know, after that, then FSU is hanging. We'll get a little better idea down the road, which is the real FSU. And then UVA and Duke, I think they play this week. It ought to be good because these two teams are coming along and proving there might be a contender out of somebody we don't know.
When you look at the conference and you watch college football every Saturday and you see the Big Ten, the SEC, and the Big 12 play out, and you see the games within the ACC, outside of Miami, big picture, do you feel we could still get maybe Georgia Tech and Louisville into the mix if they're a potential at-large type of team? Do you feel that Haynes King and even Jeff Brohm's team that's still undefeated can make a run potentially at a college football playoff appearance?
I think we can get two teams in there. I think at 10-2, as things begin to fold out, it just seems a lot of teams, you know, now that we've got so much of this, the NIL and the portal, there seems to be such parity. You never know when a top team is going to get knocked off, like all the upsets we had this week. And so I don't think you can say that a 10-2 team from the ACC, other than Miami, won't get in, because I think there might be that door. Now, when you get to a 9-3, I don't know. I think that still has to play out. But we're getting a lot more interest. I think people watch Virginia knock off Florida State, who knocked off Alabama, who knocked off Georgia. So you get people kind of seeing some of these other teams aren't all that bad.
Yeah, and when you talk about the matchup last Friday night, Florida State goes into Charlottesville. They're a 6.5-point favorite in that matchup. They fell behind early. They tied it up late in the fourth quarter. Thomas Castellanos played lights out in the fourth quarter to get the game to overtime, but they just didn't have enough firepower. They lose that game by 8 points, a critical drop by Deuce Robinson in the overtime period, and that's what happened. Florida State drops their first game of the regular season. For Mike Norvell, there is no room for error. They face off against the top-ranked Hurricanes this Saturday night in Tallahassee. But give me your thoughts about that performance last Friday night in Virginia.
Well, I think they got exposed a little bit. You know, you and I talked. You said, Terry, you got to watch out for trap games. I said, oh, no, they're too good. But, you know, they started out and had two turnovers, should have had three, which got them behind. And then they came, I think it was 14-0 behind. Then all of a sudden they go up 21-14. I said, okay, now that tout's taken over. But the next three series by Virginia changes everything. They had three straight series, over 12 plays, over 75 yards, all leading to touchdowns. FSU could not get them off the field, and it was no longer the feel of an upset. you know, where the ball bounces off three guys and falls into the hands of somebody else. It was long, sustained drives, a 60% third down percentage, not being able to get them off the field, and now you've got an FSU team. And I was at fault. I said, wow, what an offense, what an offense. And you've got to wonder how good that defense is. And last week, Tony White was getting all kinds of interviews about the UCLA job. I don't think he's going to get them now.
No, and entering that matchup for Florida State, they had one of the best dominant rushing attacks. Mm-hmm. Heading into week number five, they were averaging 316 rushing yards per game. They came off a performance where they pounded the rock for over 9.2 yards per carry against Kent State and had 8 rushing touchdowns for almost 500 yards of total offense on the ground. So that was a dynamic effort. They were still able to run the football effectively, but they got put into predictable third down situations. Offensive line, I felt, at critical junctures broke down, especially on third downs. But their quarterback coach, Thomas Castellanos, kept them in that matchup and in that contest. If he's able to potentially, let's say, steal the win over the top-ranked Hurricanes this Saturday, can Thomas Castellanos potentially close the gap and be a Heisman Trophy frontrunner?
I don't think there's any question. We're still too early in the season. And as you'll see the Heisman odds shape up, it changes every week. Whoever got hot. You see Trinidad Chambliss' name in this week in the Heisman Trophy odds. It's all about what have you done for me lately until you get to the end of the season when it becomes the body of work. But I promise you, people that are jumping off of FSU a little bit now, if they were to beat Miami, it'll get them right back into the thick of things. And really, I need to see that too, because I saw a defense that could not get Virginia off the football field, and they can't win against some good people down the road if they can't get the other team's offense off the field.
For the coaching perspective, for Mike Norvell, you had a disappointing road loss. Now you get a rivalry game. It's in your building. You got abused last year, gave up a ton of points and yards to Cam Ward and the Miami Hurricanes. From the coaching aspect, what is Mike Norvell, you know, preaching to his team this week to get prepared for the Hurricanes Saturday night?
Well, I mean, I don't think you have to preach anything. First of all, they were probably thinking somewhat about Miami last week because they started out not focusing on holding onto the ball, the little things that got them behind early. So their mind was probably there, not pulled back enough. And then now that they lost that game, it makes this one even more important. I think they understand how critical this game is, how big it is. I don't think a head coach, and I would not have had a lot of problem getting my team up. I might have had to keep them down a little bit, make sure you stay locked in practice. Don't get too pumped up on Wednesday and Thursday practice. Save it. Save the energy for Saturday because it'll be wild in Tallahassee. It's almost like the feel of the old days, when it was Miami and Florida State and everybody else. It's not quite there yet, but Florida State wants to be. If they could win this game, they will be kind of there. But it has a great feel for this game coming into Saturday.
It does, and Castellanos completes 18 of 32 passes, 254 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. His wide receivers did not help him in the fourth quarter, especially in the overtime. If Deuce Robinson catches that touchdown reception, they'd have to go for two and potentially could have tied it up, but they're put into a long third and fourth downs and can't convert, and Virginia seals the deal. The other close battle came in Georgia Tech, right? Georgia Tech and Wake Forest. Georgia Tech was a double-digit favorite in this matchup, Coach. They go on the road to Winston-Salem. They were on life support. They have to pull it out 30-29. They get through and get by. They don't get the cover, but they were very lackluster in that road win over the Demon Deacons.
You know, I don't care where I've ever coached. When you start winning ball games and you get 3, then 4, and undefeated, and you start believing in yourself, you also get complacent, and your biggest enemy becomes yourself. You may talk about, hey, we're going to take it one game at a time, but you don't really. And Georgia Tech, again, fell behind. They've had a problem of starting slow, kind of like Georgia does. They start slow and they build up. I'll say this, with Haynes King at quarterback, you're never out of a game. He doesn't only take over the game, he takes over individual series. He takes over third downs. He takes over the football game. He scored on a goal line run. He scored on pure toughness to get them back in the game. And but they've got to quit falling behind. If they fall behind, it's going to cost them. If you'll remember, there was a critical third and five that if Wake Forest, if they don't get called for offsides, they get a first. They don't get a chance. And so they lose that game, but the luck that the official missed an offsides call on them. So they've got to stay focused and start faster, quit waiting till the end of the game.
Haynes King accounts for, again, over 300 yards of total offense, 102 yards on the ground, two rushing touchdowns, throws for 243 yards and one touchdown through the air. You play like that at 25-1, he could be live to win a Heisman Trophy. Yep. When we come back, we'll talk about the other games in Week 5 in the ACC right here on the Bowden Blitz. Coming right back.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down Week 5 in the ACC. Left off talking about the close call for the Yellow Jackets in Winston-Salem. They prevail 30-29 over Wake Forest, a team that went on the road to Syracuse, New York, had no problem, Coach, winning and covering the spread. Duke and Darian Mensah step up. They were laying 4.5 to the Orange. We thought that Ricky Collins played well in the road win against Clemson, stepping in for Steve Angeli. Not this time. He put up 227 passing yards, did throw a critical interception, but they were blown out at home by a better offense and defense on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, Ricky Collins was just inconsistent. He has some good stuff, but it was just asking for too much for him to go in there for the entire game and get them against a team like Duke. And Duke was ready to have a great game. They went in there and they were up 24-3 at halftime, scored 35 straight points, over 500 yards of offense, and they shut Q's down. The quarterback just couldn't make it happen, and the head coach had nowhere to turn at that point. Even though it was played in the Loud House up in Syracuse, it was all Duke. And because Duke is, I'm going to be honest with you, Duke is one of those teams we've talked about them. They've got a nasty little defense and a heck of a quarterback, and they're going to get themselves in the hunt here in this game, in this ACC as well.
Well, they averaged 236 yards on the ground, 6.6 yards per carry. Mensah puts up over 250 passing yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. We know that Duke lost to Illinois, a very good Illinois team that got the victory over USC last Saturday. They also lost at that particular time to an undefeated Tulane team. But they are now 2-0 in the conference. And we talk about, you know, the situation Virginia Tech, which we'll get to a little bit later. But Duke right now is playing with house money. I think everybody's looking at Florida State, Louisville, and Duke now undefeated, potentially can go on a run. And they have a quarterback in Darian Mensah that just puts up numbers. If the defense steps up the way they did on Saturday, they potentially could be a dark horse for an ACC title.
Yeah, we're seeing more of these teams that made a commitment to putting money into their NIL program. Virginia talked a lot about that. They got a quarterback, and they got a bunch of players at Virginia. Duke did the same thing. Remember, they're coming off a 9-win season last year. There's a lot of carryover from that confidence they have, and they're expecting to do better. I think the Tulane game was not a conference game, But it was a standpoint of a game. They say, you know what, we like and beat those. We're finding out Illinois, pretty dang good football team, and the way they play and beat Southern Cal this past week. So, I think with the quarterback they have at Duke and the aggressive style of defense that Manny Diaz brought that with him. I remember when he was just a graduate assistant for my dad at Florida State, but he loved that Mickey Andrews aggressive across-the-line penetration defense. It's what he likes, and that's the way they play. But it showed up against Q's. Q's just got to settle that quarterback down. They can't win it with just a quarterback. Remember, the last year, their quarterback, Kyle McCord, led the nation in passing. This year, Angeli was first in the conference in passing. They know how to throw the football. They just got to get this new guy ready to go and have the best they can.
Absolutely, and I think what they've done, too, last year, they take Malik Murphy from Texas. He transfers in. Right. He makes immediate dividends and is the immediate starter. They've really hit right on these transfer quarterbacks because Mensah is still putting up numbers, even in the losses. Right. He's playing very consistent. And if you get that type of quarterback play in conference, you're going to be competitive. So I think Manny Diaz and the staff have done a fantastic job recognizing talent in the transfer portal and then bringing them over to Durham to have like plug and play type of players.
Well, you know, that's the key. I mean, and I don't care how much money you've got to put your biggest money into the quarterback. And that's what they've done. I know even when I was at ULM and we had maybe pocket change for NIL, I said, if y'all will just give me enough money to get a quarterback, we'll build around that. And that's kind of where you start. Now, Duke's got some other outstanding players as well, but the teams that are really turning things around, they're making sure they find a quarterback that's seasoned, has proven he can play, and then they build around that. And that's what Duke's done. They've got Mensah doing a great job again, and they paid money. They say, what, $4 million, maybe $2 million a year or whatever. They've got a huge package with him, but I think the results are coming clear.
Another head-scratcher upset came in Raleigh, North Carolina. NC State was coming off a 12-point loss to Duke. They were laying 9.5, 10 points to a team in Virginia Tech that only got a victory against Wofford the previous week. It was their first conference game. They step up as 9.5-point road underdogs and win the ball game outright. They now sit at 2-3, Coach. This team has more consistency since they fired their head coach. Can they maintain that momentum for the next 6 or 7 weeks?
Now, I think they've got the momentum's there. You know, I said no way can they carry it. You know, you lose your coach, you lose ball games, and eventually you no longer have something to play for. But I think the fact that they had a great Wofford was the perfect game. Big win, get your confidence up. Now it's nothing to lose. They go out there against a really good NC State team. And they play. Of course, Kyron, the Drones is an outstanding quarterback. They get over 100 yards from a rusher. And they hold a blue-collar running team to, 58 yards of offense, 59 yards of offense. When you hold NC State to that kind, one, you have a chance to win the football game. And now Virginia Tech, you know, if you're not going to go out and have an incredible season, go out with your head held high, with pride, and everybody pulling for that team. And it's amazing. You see it every now and then, a team pulls together, rallies around the coach that isn't there to prove that we can pull together. And right now there's a lot more football to be played, but I think Virginia Tech did a great job. And now you'd have to say in the mid-level of the ACC, they've got a chance to get some of these teams to win some ball games. And I'd say 6 or 8 wins. I don't know. It's going to be tough. I looked at their schedule, but they've got a chance to get themselves into a bowl situation. I don't know that they've got enough to get themselves into the ACC, but hey, don't tell them that.
Yeah, I think the one thing is Kyron Drones is a veteran quarterback. He threw for 177 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Terrion Stewart, the running back that you mentioned, rushes for over 100 yards. 11.6 yards per carry, Coach. I mean, talk about a home run hitter. I mean, yeah, just like Tootin from Jacksonville last year. I mean, the kid's got speed, vision. So you keep that up. And I think the biggest thing for me, 1-0 in the conference. You'll start to see this team maybe give it up. Yeah. If they get to 500, they lose a game that they shouldn't. As long right now as they're undefeated, you're going to get the Hokies' best effort entering week number 6. They're 6.5-point home favorites over Wake Forest. When Coach and I return, we'll break down a couple of games heading into this weekend. Keep it where it is.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week six in the ACC. There's no bigger game than the game in Tallahassee. Undefeated Miami goes into Tallahassee as a 4.5-point road favorite. Florida State coming off the disappointing loss. If you're Florida State right here, Coach, and you're Mike Norvell, do you want to attack the Hurricanes over the top with the passing attack with Castellanos, or continue to pound that football between the tackles against a very good front seven?
Well, the good thing is you've got a good history of pounding between the tackles. Of course, we're talking running back and quarterback, because when they run that inside rush by the quarterback, it's just like a running back getting the ball. So you've got a good history of that. They're going to prepare for that at Miami. Wouldn't shock me if, yes, you're doing that, but you don't see them go downtown a couple of times early, because Miami is going to have to know they've got to stop the quarterback. They've got to go the jet sweep off the quarterback up the middle. And I think a good to throw some early. So I think you got to see some deep balls early just to make sure Miami doesn't come up to get everybody up. Because, again, Miami's got 2 weeks to prepare. They're going to over-prepare maybe for your favorite runs, and they're going to over-prepare for that. Now give them what they – don't give them what they think they're going to see. Give them what you want them to see early, because it's going to be a chance to make some points. You got to get some points early against this team, and I think they'll have to score on offense.
Let me bring this up, because I don't know if people are looking at this, but it is their first road game of the regular season, right? They're 4-0, have won all the games in South Beach. They've dominated. They've looked fantastic. Started week one against Notre Dame. But, you know, you look at Carson Beck's body of work last year in two critical matchups against Texas when he was the starting quarterback for Georgia, and the game against Ole Miss, two of his worst performances of all of 2024. He threw for 175 yards and three interceptions against the Texas Longhorns. It was the rushing attack that took over. And against Ole Miss, a game that you were at, he had one of his worst performances, 186 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. Didn't even look that great in the road loss to Alabama. Is that something from a defensive perspective, Tony White and those Noles secondary are licking their chops a little bit? Maybe they could force some turnovers.
I would have a hard time with as many solid games that he has and the solid games that he has at Georgia, because he won a lot. You talk about two of the better teams that he played against there and lost a couple of close ball games. Ole Miss wasn't nearly as close as – Ole Miss guy was more talented than them, if you ask me. But I think he has – there's enough respect for him. You've got to be careful with his ability to distribute the ball, manage the offense. He's not going to go out there and try to win it all by – this isn't Cam Ward. This is a guy that likes to dump it. He makes sure he gets the ball in the hands of the right guy, whereas Tommy Castellanos will have to win that thing also by carrying it himself. Different type of situation. So I don't think you can take FSU and you can force him into a running game or a passing game. They're going to mix it up by the very nature of how they run an offense.
One of the hottest quarterbacks in the conference could be Chandler Morris for Virginia, right? Had a dynamic performance Friday night in the home win over Florida State. He goes on the road to Louisville to take on Miller Moss and the undefeated Cardinals. Jeff Brohm just going under the radar. All he does is win, baby. They're laying 7.5. These games over the course of the years have been some wild ones. early on, just give me your thoughts about the Cavaliers and Cardinals playing on Saturday.
Well, I'll tell you, I love this quarterback. I'm going to tell you, Chandler Morris, I watched him closely. I wanted to see how much he could affect a talented Florida State defense that was a top defense going into that game. And I'm going to tell you something. He ran as well as he could throw the football, and he was over 50% on third downs. Very accurate. Very good runner off the zone read. And he'll cause a lot of problems just with his athletic ability. So not just a thrower, but a thrower that has that is a smart runner. So he's definitely going to be one they have to contend with. And when he hands off that inside zone, they better keep somebody back for him because he'll run it around the end for a big play.
Tony Elliott's done a fantastic job. They're undefeated now in the ACC. He was on the hot seat a couple of years ago. They do have an offensive identity. Defense was very opportunistic in the home win over Florida State, forcing turnovers, especially in the opening quarter against the Seminoles. But Louisville, to me, you know, their defense was one of the tops when they faced off against Florida State in the ACC championship game a couple of years ago. They just seemed to get it right with Miller Moss. They were pushed to the limit. But Jeff Brohm gets this victory over an undefeated team in the conference of the Cavaliers. You're going to have to start to take Louisville seriously come Saturday.
I think you do. I mean, I kind of like the points. I kind of like UVA and the points. But really, if he knocks this team off the way they're playing, he's quietly got himself into contention. And he's had Louisville there before, so don't knock Louisville out because they know they're very close to championship-caliber football team the last few years.
We'll see you later in the week right here on the Bowden Blitz.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.